Oh, we have a lot of high school sports to talk about this morning. Let's get after it. First, in high school track and field last night, the Western Iowa Conference Co-Ed Championships held last evening. And in action last night on the boys' side, it was Traynor winning with 138 points. Underwood with 115 was second. Audubon third with 86. Missouri Valley 85.5 for fourth. Griswold placing fifth overall with 63 points. Among the individual champs, Gage Clay of AHSTW wins the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter dash champion, also Gage Clay. Brett Daly of Traynor wins the 400 meters. Trey Castle of Traynor took the 800. Nolan Smith of Audubon wins the 110 hurdles. Also, it was Castle of Traynor winning both the 1600 and the 3200-meter events. Nolan Smith of Audubon wins the 400 hurdles. Brandon Magnuson of Underwood takes the discus title. Dylan Fauble of Traynor the high jump. Jake Fisher of Traynor wins the long jump. And Logan Magnolia's Drake Johnson took the shot put. In the relays, AHSTW wins the 4x100. Tri-Center the 4x200. Underwood grabs the 4x4 title and the 4x800-meter championship. Audubon wins the shuttle hurdle. Tri-Center wins the sprint medal. And Griswold took the distance medley relay crown last night. On the girls' side at the Western Iowa Conference Championships, also Traynor the champ, 177 points. Logan Magnolia the runner-up at 131, Underwood third with 92, Tri-Center was fourth with 68, Griswold placing fifth with 61-point total. Individually, Michaela Olson of Traynor wins the 100 meters. Megan Carley of Traynor takes the 200. Noel James of Traynor wins the 400 meters and the 800 meters. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW grabs the 100-meter hurdles title. Joanna Topham of Griswold wins both the 1500 and the 3200. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 400 hurdles. Lauren Shapcott of Underwood wins the discus, while Sienna Black of Traynor takes the high jump. Maddie Shipley of Traynor the long jump. Madeline Ditchler of Traynor wins the shot put. Also in the 4x100-meter relay, Missouri Valley was the champ. Traynor grabs the title in the 4x200, the 4x400, the 4x800, and the sprint medley. Shuttle hurdle relay crown goes to Logan Magnolia, while IKM Manning wins the distance medley relay title last night. Also in the Corner Conference Championships last night, first on the boys' side, Fremont Mills totals 200 points for the championship. Sydney with 158.5 was second. East Mills Stanton and Heartland Christian, the top five. Among some of those champions individually last night, Mason Venata of Fremont Mills wins the 400-meter dash. Colton Hauschild of Fremont Mills takes the 800. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills, the 110 hurdles. Stephen McGee of Sydney wins the 1600. Adam Thompson of Sydney, the 3200 title. Josh Bockert of Sydney wins the 400. Also, Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills grabs the discus. The high jump went to Zachary Benedict of Sydney. Logan Gaylord of Fremont Mills wins the long jump. Matt Glockel of East Mills, the shot put title. In the relays, Fremont Mills wins the 4x100, the 4x400, the shuttle hurdle relay events, while Stanton takes the 4x200 and the sprint medley relay. Sydney wins the 4x800 and the distance medley relay crowns last evening. On the girls' side in the Corner Conference, it was Sydney winning with 168 points, Fremont Mills with 149 second, East Mills, Essex, and Stanton the top five. Among the winners, Maddie Duncan of Sydney wins the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills grabs the 400 and the 800 meters. She also was the winner in the 1500 and the 3200. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the 100 hurdles. Hauschild also took the high jump title. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills wins the 400 hurdles. Maren Phillips of Sydney wins the discus. Maddie Duncan of Sydney takes the long jump. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills the shot put. Relay winners include Sydney in the 4x100, 4x200, 4x400, the 4x800. And also, Fremont Mills wins the shuttle hurdle, Essex the sprint medley, and the distance medley titles last night. Pride of Iowa Conference also holding its conference championships last night. On the boys' side, Pleasantville wins the team title. Mount Air was second. Nottoway Valley placing third. Central Decatur and Southwest Valley round out the top five in that meet last night. Among some of the more local winners, Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley wins the 800 meters. Shane Breheny of Nottoway Valley takes the 1600 and the 3200 meter crowns last night. Southwest Valley won the 4x100 meter relay last night. Nottoway Valley took the 4x800 meter relay event, and they also won the sprint medley relay in last night's meet. On the girls' side, it was Mount Air winning with Nottoway Valley and Bedford rounding out the top three. Among some of the more local winners on last night's Pride of Iowa Conference Championships, on the girls' side, Fremont Nottoway Valley wins the sprint medley relay last night. in action in the Pride of Iowa. Now, also in high school golf last night, in boys action, the Atlantic Trojan tournament yesterday saw Atlantic win easily with a 289 total. Clarinda shot 305, good for second place. Kemper Catholic with a 310 placing third. Harlan and ADM round out the top five in that 14-team tournament. Atlantic dominated at the top individually as well, with Jake Olson shooting a 69 yesterday to be medalist overall for Atlantic. Matt Gearhart was a runner-up medalist, shooting a 71 yesterday. Carlton Ron of Clarinda shot 73 for third. Ben Reno of Atlantic shot 74, good for fourth place. Also, Kyle Reno ended up in the top 12. He was 11th, shooting a 75 in yesterday's meet. Also on the girls' side of the Betty Heflin Invitational, it was Atlantic shooting a 331, and they wowed the field yesterday. Kemper Catholic was second, 44 strokes back at 375. Shenandoah shot 385. They were third. Carroll and Clarinda round out the top five. Individually, Brooke Newell was the champion with a 74 for Atlantic, posting a nine-stroke win over her teammate Alyssa Ginther, who shot an 83 yesterday. Grace Davidson of Clarinda placed third. Bailey Newell of Atlantic was fourth, shooting an 85. Allison Schwerz of Kemper Catholic placing fifth overall in yesterday's meet. Also in the top finishers, Atlantic's McKenna Denbesty was seventh overall, shooting an 89 in that meet. Also in girls' golf yesterday, it was Abraham Lincoln beating St. Albert 217 to 253. Griswold beat Riverside with a 217. Riverside didn't have a full team score. Matea Peters of Griswold shot the low round of 45. Boyer Valley defeated Cam and Woodbine, shooting a 207 to Cam's 231 and Woodbine's 240. Sammy Jotty of Cam was medalist with a 43. Boys golf yesterday, Riverside beat Griswold 200 to 209. Keaton Wichman of Riverside shot 47 for the low round. High school tennis yesterday, girls action. It was Lewis Central over Atlantic 9-0. Audubon beat Southwest Valley 8-1. Shenandoah 8-1 over Denison. Glenwood beat St. Albert 5-4. Boys tennis, it was Atlantic 9-0 over Lewis Central. Southwest Valley beat Audubon 6-3. Denison 6-3 over Shenandoah. Maryville beat Clarinda 7-2. Glenwood over St. Albert 8-1. In soccer yesterday, girls play Glenwood 7-4 over Denison. It was Abraham Lincoln beating St. Albert 4-1. Lewis Central 6-0 over Bishop Heelan Catholic. Sheraton defeating Creston 4-1. Des Moines Christian edging Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center on penalty kicks by a 2-1 score. Boys soccer, it was Harlan over Thomas Jefferson 3-2. Des Moines Christian beating Nottoway Valley 10-0. Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 3-0. Sioux City North beat Glenwood by a 6-0 final. Baseball yesterday, Carlos Martinez pitched effectively into the eighth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals once again beat Willy Peralta, topping the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 last night. Also in the National League, Arizona beat Washington 6-3, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 12-3, Atlanta beat the Mets 9-7, Cubs over the Phillies 8-3, Dodgers beat the Giants 13-5, Padres over the Rockies 6-2. Interleague action saw the Marlins fall to the Tampa Bay Rays by a 3-1 final. In the American League, Jose Quintana gave up four singles over eight innings, and the White Sox beat the Royals 6-0 Tuesday night. That's the 10th loss in 11 games for the Royals. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Toronto 11-5, Tigers over the Indians 5-2, Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-2, Houston over Texas 8-7, Minnesota beat Oakland 9-7, Angels in the 11 innings 6-4 over Seattle. In the Pacific Coast League, Memphis beat Omaha 2-1, New Orleans topping Iowa by a 5-3 final. Isaiah Thomas dropped in 53 points, helping the Boston Celtics to a 2-0 lead in the second round of the NBA playoffs with a 129-119 win over the Washington Wizards last night. Also, the Golden State Warriors got their second round series started with a 106-94 win over Utah. The New York Rangers are within 2-1 in their second round Stanley Cup series against Ottawa after a 4-1 win last night. Also, the Predators head back to St. Louis with a 3-1 lead over the Blues, posting a 2-1 win in Nashville last evening. Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby will miss Game 4 of the team's second-round playoff series tonight after suffering a concussion. The Pens captain missed the remainder of Monday's 3-2 overtime loss after taking a cross-check to the jaw from Washington defenseman and former teammate Matt Niskanen. The Penguins say Crosby is out indefinitely following his second concussion of the season. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker is not counting on star recruit A.J. Epinesa to move to defensive tackle. The Edwardsville, Illinois product was one of the nation's top defensive ends as a senior in high school. The Hawkeyes lost defensive tackle Jaleel Johnson, who was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, and Faith Akakadi off of last year's team that finished 8-5.
He's got to come in and understand, you know, first of all, what we call formations, personnel groupings on offense, you know, what defense we're running, what techniques we're using. So he has a lot of things to learn, and to ask a true freshman as a defensive lineman to come in there and say, hey, you're going to be our starting defensive end, or hey, we're going to move you inside and play a three technique or one technique, I think that's a little bit, you know, too much right now.
Parker says the Hawkeyes worked on building depth along the defensive line during their spring practices. In NFL news, Jamaal Charles left the Kansas City Chiefs for a contract with their rivals, the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs' all-time rushing leader signed a one-year incentive-laden deal. Charles ran for 7,260 yards and 43 touchdowns in 9 seasons with the Chiefs, but played in just 8 games over the last 2 seasons after tearing his right ACL in October of 2015. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.